Hold it, push up, right? There you go. Okay, so I'm doing a podcast live. At the same time, I'm doing this Facebook Live using two different tools. Let's test this out. So if you're joining me live, hey, Kimberly, Jeffrey, Francisco, it's going to be a while. I'm going to take some time on this one. I'm going to give you guys some meat because I'm going to share with you my crack house experience. So let me tell you about it. So this happened many moons ago, okay? Holy smokes, I don't even know how many moons ago. I've been married 22 years, say almost 25 years ago. So if you guys know my backstory, I wasn't always this handsome guy that you know. I wasn't always a pastor. I wasn't always a husband. I wasn't always a father. I was a fugitive from the state of Texas running from the police as a part of the Chinese mafia. Well, I'm not discriminant. I was in Mexican mafia first, then Vietnamese, and then Chinese. I was an equal opportunity employee, okay? But I'm in New York City in the Chinese mafia. I'm the right hand of a mafia boss. I was his bodyguard. But there was so much heat on me. I mean, by that meaning, the cops were after me. I was top 10 most wanted from Dallas County in 1990. It was a lot of crap going on. So they had to cool off the heat, and they would hide me and bounce me around hidden locations, 2 or 3 days here, 2 or 3 days there. And the cops were coming down hard on us, and they didn't know where else to hide me. The cops were getting really close to us. So they took me to a place I've never been. No exaggeration. We go into through this storefront in New York. They go through the back, go through the basement, push an elevator button, and I swear we must have dropped 6 floors down. And I'm like, oh crap, are they gonna kill me? I mean, it was, the lifestyle I lived was incredible and intense. And we go down, and the craziest thing happened, the elevator opens, and there's this man standing behind like this glass door. And it's like a movie theater. It's like going to a movie theater buying a ticket. We slide him some money. He buzzes us in. And I went to my first crack house. It was the most intense thing. So basically, you buy drugs for them. You go there and get high. And it's this big, huge room. One giant, huge room. And in the middle of it is these wood panels of rooms. It was a crazy... I don't know how to explain. Oh, if you ever been to the beach... Have you ever been to the beach and there's this wood room where there's, no, the wood is only like partition. Oh, I know, like a dressing room. Like if you went to a dressing room in any clothes store, you know, the dressing room doesn't close all the way. It's just the doors halfway, up to your knees, whatever. It's like that. But these are the most crappiest dressing rooms you ever experience. So they're long piece of wood cut up into like dressing rooms. And the only thing closing was this little hook latch. And on top of it was this chicken wire. And one light bulb hanging down, and you pull the light cord, and the light bulb hangs up and down, and you turn it off and on. That's it. So my boss sends me here. He goes, we'll be back for you. I'm like, what the hell? This place is dark. You're going to be back for me? How long are you going to leave me in here? What the hell? I don't even know where I'm at. All I had with me was my gun. No food, the clothes on my back, my gun, some money in my pocket. He says, I'll be back. What the hell? I didn't even know it was a crack house. They give me this quote-unquote room. It just had a number on the door. Go in, lock with the little hatch, lay there on this bed. No pillow or anything. It's just literally like a dressing room. You know where you sit to get dressed? Laying on that, and all I hear is people screaming. If you ever been to a crack house, all you hear moaning, groaning, screaming, and literally, it felt like I was in hell. People are screaming, yelling, making all kinds of noise, and I'm freaked out. I was a young kid back then. I was freaked out. I probably was 17, maybe, at that time. And all I heard is all this moaning, screaming, people getting high and sounds. It was like I was in hell. I sat there, the gun on my chest, afraid someone come through that door on top of this chicken fence wire. I didn't know the hell. I didn't know what was going on. I stay there petrified as if I was in hell. Why am I sharing this with you? Because it didn't just happen overnight. I got to that crack house living in hell, not overnight, years before. See, it was the decisions I made, the seeds I planted in my life years before that took fruit that day, running from the police, hiding out in a crack house, afraid of my life, listening to the moaning, complaining, screaming of people that literally felt like they were dying. I was living in hell. You know why I'm sharing that with you? Because this morning my devotional was over Proverbs chapter 1. If you guys don't know, I'm sharing this live because I want you to listen to my podcast, which I'm recording live right now. You'll see on my Facebook posts and stuff. I'm using Anchor. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I'm just getting all this stuff out there. Anybody's a professional podcaster, stuff like that, come talk to me, work with me. Let's get this message out there. But I wanted you guys to know, I'm going through a Proverbs a day. As I'm writing this book, I'll have it out by October, 10 things I wish my father would have taught me. So I'm reading the book of Proverbs a day because it's a book of wisdom, as if God, my father, would teach me this wisdom stuff. So today's July 1st, so I'm reading Proverbs 1, and I'm getting lessons my father would have taught me, that I wish he would have taught me, that God would have taught me. And here's the lesson I got out today. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 31, 33. So they shall eat the fruit of their own way and be sedated with their own devices. For the wayward of the naive or the simple ones will kill them, and the complacency of the fool will destroy them. But he who listens to God shall live or dwell in security and will be at ease from dread and evil. So here's my summary of it. If you do it God's way, you're going to have security. You're not going to be afraid of fear and evil, and you're not going to be living a sedated life of your own consequences. So if my father would have taught me, hey, you reap what you sow. Listen to this. Now, I know it's funny. I'm 48. I'm finally getting this. You reap what you sow. You're not a victim. I am not a victim in life. Yes, shit happens. Life happens. But know what you are? You get to respond to those things as responsible. And if my father would have taught me, whatever I sow today, I'm going to reap a year from now. Whatever I invest in right now, I'll reap the rewards of it a year, months, 10 years later. Instead of having immediate gratification, plant things for long term. Think about that. It just blows my mind now. As a 48 grown ass man, I'm just really grasping this concept. Whatever I do today, the daily consistent investment I do today with my faith, my fitness, my family, my finance, I'll reap those rewards later, usually a year or more later. I've never seen a tree, buy a tree, plant the seed, water it, boom, it grows up tomorrow. Donna's planting all these things. Selah, Ian, who was staying with us, was helping Selah. They're planting all these little flowers, succulents, or whatever you call them, in our yard. It didn't pop up overnight. They're watering them every day. And a month later, you see them start taking fruit and starting blossom. 2 months later, you start seeing the leaves open up. It's so beautiful. What I want you to know today, if my father would have just taught me, whatever you sow today, you'll reap tomorrow. Because see, I didn't get in that crack house overnight. There are years and years of decisions I made to rebel against what my mother taught me, rebel against what society taught me, rebel what common sense told me, because I wanted that immediate gratification. I wanted to be rich today so I'd steal today. And I reaped the rewards of it. And I ended up running from the police, hiding out in New York, taking big risks, doing dangerous things, big risk, big rewards, right? Yeah, I'd sell a lot of drugs, rob a lot of places. I did some stupid ass things. And I reaped the rewards of it. I did my own things. Another version says this, therefore, they must eat the bitter fruits of living their own way. I lived my own way. And I thought God wasn't present in my life. I said, fuck you, God. Where are you? If you're such a great God, where's my dad? How come you're not here teaching me about life? And I lived life my way. I reaped the fruits of it. I'm sitting in a crack house at 17 years old, hearing the worst sounds of my life. People moaning, groaning. No, the Bible says gnashing teeth and all that. It's hell. Hell, I experience hell now, not after, later. The screaming, the gnashing of teeth. But it didn't happen that day. It happened from decisions I made years and years before. So here's what I want you to know. If my father just told me, Sebastian, be consistent. Whatever you do today will reap fruit later. Don't have immediate gratification. Have the delayed long-term commitment. Delayed gratification for long-term commitment. That would have transformed my life. So why is this important to you? You want a relationship with God? You want a relationship in your faith? You want a spiritual connection? It just doesn't happen like that. Yes, the connection, the relationship happens like that. But the relationship, just like any relationship, takes a daily investment. Where am I at with God today? Where am I at with trusting God, living with security, and not being afraid of evil, and not living in fear? But all those who listen to me, God says, will live in peace, untroubled by the fear of harm. I have more peace today because 25 years ago, I put my faith in Jesus. 25 years ago, the peace and security I have now with God, my Heavenly Father, I did not have 25 years ago. It was a hope. It was a desire that God would give me this. It actually was a fantasy that God says, incredible God created heavens and earth somewhere far away. The peace I have now, God's not far away. He's right here with me right now. 25 years ago. I'm rewarding the fruit of it now. Why is this important to you? Because it starts today what you want tomorrow and next year. I can't say it enough, and I'll keep on saying it. It starts today what you sow today. What you want tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. Start today. Stop waiting. Stop doing it your way. Why does this matter? What about your fitness? Not only your faith, what about your fitness? What about your self-love, self-care? If my father would just taught me what you sow today about what you see about yourself, how you take care of this body, will have fruits later. If you didn't hear my podcast yesterday, yeah, I did a live video podcast yesterday about my friend who turned 50 because he didn't exercise. We caught up here in Dallas. He hasn't been exercising, just been working a lot, providing for his family. And now he has this disease or something where his blood's really thick and they're thinning it out with this medication. And as that medication helping him thin out his blood so he doesn't get a heart attack and clots in his body, it gave him cataract in his eyes. Now he can't see out of one of his eyes. And he has to go on this extreme diet of being a vegan and has to start exercising now. But that didn't happen to him overnight. That happened to him 20, 30 years ago when he chose his health, his exercise regimen routine. When he was told for you to be a man, you have to work your ass off every day, have a big house, new car, provide for your family. But no one told him to exercise, eat right. No one told him that what he invests today in his exercise and his eating habits will root fruit in 50 years when he turns 50. Instead, they told him you're more significant than a man if you have more money and you're more powerful. And all he did is invest in his work. See, if someone would have told him and would have told me, my 48-year-old body, if I would have took care of it when I was 20, when I thought I was invincible, but it wouldn't always be invincible. To plant seeds daily, water it, and nurture it. So when I'm 48, I can be strong, take care of my family, and weaponized. Live out my vision and my purpose. Are you doing that today for yourself? I just started this thing called intermittent fasting. Holy crap. It's crazy. I eat from 12 to 8 only a day. The first week, my body went nuts. Talking about cleansing out my body. Woo! I don't have to. I can get detail. Man, you talking about diarrhea. Holy crap. I just went crazy this whole week. And now after a week, my body's starting to feel great. I have energy. After I eat, I don't fall asleep and feel tired. But I wish someone would have taught me that 30 years ago. See, whatever you sow today, you'll reap later. What about your family? Don and I are going past 22 years already. It's July 7th. It's our anniversary. Woo! Shazam! It's right around the corner. No one told me if I want Donna to desire me today, it started last year, last month. If I want Donna to desire me, long for me now, it was seeds I planted months and years ago. And not only what I plant months, years, it's the daily nurturing of it. It's that consistency of giving her a reason to desire me and to learn what she needs for her to desire me. You know what Donna needs? Financial security. You know what I need? Risk and adventure. Those two things clash. So either I keep on living my life of risk and adventure, living on the edge, and her with financial uncertainty, she'll never desire me. She'll never long for me. She'll never cherish me. So the seeds I need to plant now is financial security for her. So I have a commitment by the end of this year. There's a certain number I'm hitting for her to have that financial security. But it starts today to reap that 6 months from now. Why is this important to you? What about your children? If you have children, I'm telling you right now, it's not only daily seeds you plant now for years later, develop their character. It's how many seeds you plant a day. My oldest son, Caleb, just graduated. He's 18. Man, I honestly didn't know if I was going to break him, make him. I just prayed. I did it God's way. And he is an amazing man today. He is an amazing man. But it's the seeds I planted 18 years ago. And every day I planted that he is where he is today. We talk about masturbation. We talk about pornography. We talk about sex before marriage. Just side note, you know what I tell him? Sex is great. You should have a lot of sex, son. Oh my stars, you should have so much sex your hair falls out. That's right. He looks at me and goes, Dad, that's gross. Because he thinks about me and his mother, right? But I said, sex is like fire in a fireplace. Keeps you warm. It's great. That's what it's tended for. To warm up the whole house. Create intimacy and warmth. But you take that fire out of the fireplace and put it in the middle of the house, you're going to burn down the whole house. I don't tell them sex is bad. What's the other things? Oh, hold sex until you get married. I go, sex is great. You should have a lot of it. But in the context it was created, in a committed relationship, and you should have it every day until your hair falls out. He goes, I get it. And here's why I'm very proud of Caleb. Because we have open conversation about sex, about masturbation, about pornography. And he doesn't have to ask his friends. He gets to talk to me first. Because I sowed those seeds, not yesterday, right before he graduated. 18 years ago when he was in elementary, we started talking about this stuff. He'd go with me to retreats when I'd have a whole 3-day retreat to college students on sex. 2 to 3 messages a day, 6 to 9 messages he heard when he was in junior high. He still remembers them. You want that kind of relationship with your children? You want to invest that kind of character in them? It starts today. You won't reap it till later. Here's my favorite one. As a businessman, I love when people say, hey, Sebastian, I want to produce passive income. I laughed at that. I used to also. Until I woke up, because that's some dumb shit. Passive income? How the hell? Listen to that word, passive. There's nothing in this world that's going to reap fruit for you being passive. You plant a seed today, walk off, be passive. Birds will eat it. Storms will happen. It'll dry out. You have to nurture on a daily basis. There's no way you can make an income passively. Who told you that lie? That's bullshit. Business is nothing more than a representation of your relationships. Your commitment create value for your customer. How are you passive? I wish my father would have taught me this. If I want to be successful in business, start today and create value for your customers a year ago, 10 years ago. I'm learning because Garrett J. White has the balls to teach men this, that you want to create value for somebody? Invest in them today. He says, get on the camera every day. Create value for your community. Write content every day for your community. He said, we should be talking to our customers every day or you're in the wrong business. If you don't want to talk to your customers every day, you have the wrong customers. It's not your customers, it's you. Get a career that you want to talk to your customers every day. There's no such thing as passive. Passive in your marriage, passive in your parenting, passive in your spiritual walk, passive in your customers. That's called poverty. There's no such thing as passive income. This is why this is important to you today. If you plant the seeds today, you won't be in a crack house tomorrow. How do you like that? I wish my father would have taught me that. So let me just close this. No, I realize, man, I'm going pretty long. I made a commitment just to be very detailed, go long, and I didn't realize I'm going on 20 minutes. So let me give this last part here. What I'm telling you guys, if you're coming on late, is this. I wish my father would have taught me what seeds I plant today, I will reap later. If I want a deep spiritual relationship, I need to start every day and plant it yesterday for what I want for a year. What I want my marriage started yesterday, a year or 10 years ago, if I wanted it today. What I want to install character in my kids started 20 years ago, 10 years ago, for them to have it today. What I want my physical health, my self-love, my self-care started 20 years ago for me right now, a 48-year-old man, experiencing my body the way it is. Nothing happens overnight. Except for bad things. I could create a lot of shit overnight that I'll have to pay the consequences tomorrow. I've lost hundreds of thousands of dollars over one night, one stupid trade, because I broke the rules of my mentor. He taught me how to trade. Stupid. Bad things can happen overnight. But if you want something great, something consistent, something amazing, what you want tomorrow would have took you 2 years ago. What I want 2 years ago is going to start today. What I want today won't happen. No immediate gratification. Delayed gratification. It will happen 6 months, year, or later. Let me tell you this. Then how do you get it? How do you reap the fruit that you want? How do you get the marriage you want, the parenting you want, the business you want, the spiritual connection you want, the physical health that you want? First, you got to decide what tree you want. You got to decide, what do you want? What do you want 3, 5, 10 years from now? Because if you plant it today, there's a maturation process. It has to grow. See, the difference is here. What I love about this, let me scroll down. What I love about the very first sentence here is this. So they shall eat the fruit of their own way and be sedated with their own devices. Therefore, they must eat the bitter fruit of their living their own way, choking on their own schemes, of my own way, the fruits. See, my father had taught me that I am fully responsible. I'm not a victim. Because what I plant, I reap. That's responsible. A victim says, this fruit came to me. Because the victim never watered it, never planted, never nurtured, never cared for it. So if you want something now, you want something years from now, first you got to decide what tree are you going to plant? You got to decide and be responsible. What do you want your marriage to be like? What do you want your parenting to be like? What do you want your business to be like? What kind of lifestyle financially do you want? Most people say, Sebastian, you're always traveling. Damn straight I am. I'm never alone. I travel with my family because that's my highest value. I live a lifestyle. I do a work that allows me to be with my family. I am 2 weeks right now in Dallas, Texas. My mother-in-law had a surgery, so we're here to take care of her after her heart surgery. I'm here with my wife and my daughter. Caleb, my oldest son, will be flying here in a couple days because he's going to be with me for a week as we shoot some videos for my new funnel to support the book I'm writing, 10 Things I Wish My Father Would Have Taught Me. I designed all that. I decided that's the tree I'm going to grow 6 months ago. Actually, 20 years ago when Don and I got married, we said that's the lifestyle we want. We don't care for a big house, new car. We care for time with our family. I planted that 22 years ago before Don and I got married. No, we've been married 22. So about 23, 24 years ago. And I'm reaping it now. First, decide what fruit do you want. Different fruit takes different time, different nurturing, different watering, different cost. First, decide what fruit you want. Second, you got to nurture it daily. Now this part, I mean, I know I wish 10 things I wish my father would have taught me. 10 things are right in here. First, he would teach me, decide on what the hell you want in life. Not what other people want for you, but what do you want? Because I listened to other people for a long time. I listened to the American dream. My mother said, I brought you her big house, new car, money, friends. I mean, all that did is lead me to prison, depression, all immediate gratification, false fame, false popularity, false incomes, all fucking lie. It led me to prison and death. What I wanted is family, community, a brotherhood, relationship, knowing that I'm significant and I can contribute to a community. That seed takes a long time to plant. But here's the second thing I wish my father taught me. If I really want that, it takes a daily, consistent nurturing. Whoo! You guys think the word, cuss word, fuck is a bad word? No, people cuss and shit and all. You think that's a bad word? Here's a bad word for me. Consistency. What the hell? The word consistency is like mind-blowing. I've never been taught that. Consistency. Daily. A habit, a routine, consistently. Yes, growing up in the church, not even actually growing up, but after I became an adult, 20-something years old, I got into the church. They say, have your daily devotional every morning. That's it? Daily devotional? There was nothing consistent about it. It's like a checklist. I've learned through Wake Up Warrior, through going to Warrior Week, through Garrett White, that it takes every morning for do my core fours, minimum hour a day. He calls it the 4%. I was like, what? For about 3 months straight, I was waking up from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. doing my daily disciplines. I call them daily disciplines. Those 2 hours shifted everything in my life. I was consistent for 3 months, 5 to 7 a.m. It shifted everything. Now I'm an hour a day because I broke down my routine. Regardless of travel and everything, I could do an hour a day, but consistently every day. I found the more consistent I am, the more peace I have, the more certainty, the more fire. Everything I have is deeper because of my consistency. First, decide what do you want. Second, nurture every day. It takes a consistent nurturing. A lot of people can't get out of bed to do what they need to do because your vision's too small. Your vision doesn't wake you up. When I hit that number at the end of this year to give Donna a monthly consistent revenue. Yeah, most people go to work. They know their income. They have a consistent amount every year they're bringing in or every month they're bringing in. That gives their family stability and consistency. I'm an entrepreneur. Up until now, I've been inconsistent with my income. I've learned a system. I'm going to make it consistent and it's just slowly growing because I'm nurturing it daily. But it's consistent. There's always a minimum consistent. It's not up and down. So Donna won't have to freak out. She don't know where the next month's income's coming in. It's going to be consistent. When I hit that number in December, first quarter, Caleb and I are taking a trip. He and I, father and son, are going to take a trip to Asia for 2 weeks. And we're going to ride motorcycles together and we're going to document this. I'm going to teach him those 10 things I wish my father would have taught me on that two-week journey. We're going to ride motorcycles, most likely from Vietnam north to south. I'm going to show him his heritage, where he came from, the journey I had to go through to accept my ethnicity and my culture and where I came from. And I'm giving him those roots so he's never be ashamed of where he came from. But it takes me to plant that seed today, being consistent, so he and I can have that fruit first quarter 2019. If you're a father and you have a teenage son, you will go on this journey with us and we'll break apart 10 things I wish my father taught me. I'm going to teach him those things I wrote in my book. Break it out. We can do it together with our sons. First, decide what tree you want to plant. Second, nurture it daily. Third, now I wish my father would have taught me this because here's what no one's ever taught me. Hey, go ahead and make some money. Go ahead and have your vision goal. But no one told me this. Protect your shit. Protect it. Because there's going to be natural disasters. There's going to be enemies coming. There's just going to be decay of life. Protect it. Not only do I nurture it daily, I need to protect what I have. Because there are natural enemies that will try to take away my marriage, my parenting. Every day, someone's telling my kids something opposite and I'm telling them. I teach this thing called enrollment. It's not sales. See, sales is a transaction. Enrollment is a partnership. It's a relationship. I've taught many coaches how to do enrollment in a three-day session. Okay, I train them first and second day. Half a second day and third day, they actually practice it. They call up clients and get it. They made $3,000 to $5,000. Each client is worth $1,000. Because we don't do transactions, we partner with people. I teach them enrollment. Some people every day are trying to enroll my children into their beliefs and their lies. I have natural enemies every day telling my kids to have immediate gratification instead of delayed gratification. Some people are trying to enroll my wife every day that she needs a bigger house, newer car, she's insignificant, and she's not pretty enough. She needs to exercise more, buy more makeup. That's bullshit. So I need to protect my family from those lies. I need to protect my business. I need to protect my relationship with God, because people are going to say God's not real, not fair, and they're going to say project their shit on my relationship with God. First, I need to decide. You need to decide. What do you want? Tree you want? Second, you got to nurture it every day. Water it. Take care of it. Give it sunlight. And third, you got to protect it. Nothing grows without protection. And here's the fourth thing. I wish my father would have taught me this. Learn from others. Whoever's planting the same tree you are, go talk to him. Do you know why I'm a wake-up warrior? Because Garrett went from hell and back. And he learned how to make a stable income so he could have this relationship with his wife. He learned how to stop fucking lying. Get out of fiction and fantasy and stay in the facts and the truth. I used to be a pastor, a missionary, and I'd tell everybody, everything is great. Everything wasn't great. I was fucking lying. I'm mad at Donna. I'm mad at my kids. I'm mad at God. I'm mad at myself. But I put on this Christian face. Everything is great. No! Everything sucked. I was full of shit. I was a liar. And I put all those emotions in, and put this fake smile out. And Donna would trigger me. My kids would trigger me. Life would trigger me. And I'd blow up. I'd punch holes in the wall, cuss everybody out. I was a liar. And I had to find out who's planting the same tree I'm planting. And I came across this guy, Garrett White, doing Wake Up Warrior, cussing like crazy on the internet. I go, what the hell's wrong with this guy? And I couldn't stop watching his authenticity, his truthfulness, because I could relate. I'd hide behind my religion. I'd hide behind my culture. I'd hide behind what I think people wanted me to be. And I wasn't being authentically me. So first, you need to decide what tree you want to plant. Second, you need to nurture it. Third, you need to protect it. Fourth, find out who's already planting the same tree you are and learn from them. Learn from them. You're not alone. Man, I wish my father would have taught me that. Just learn from other people. Well, you guys know I'm writing this book, right? I never had a father. I resisted my stepfathers. They're great men. They just weren't my father. I was rebellious. My heart was broken. So I never got to learn from another man, a father figure, a mentor, a discipler. I'm encouraging you. Find out who's already planted that tree and learn from them. Learn from their experience. You don't have to model them. You have to do everything exactly from them. Learn from them. Apply those principles personally for you. Own it. Because if you don't own it, you just say, oh, this is what Garrett taught me. It doesn't work. That's bullshit. Garrett's not my God. He's not my father. But I can learn from him. I can learn from his mistakes, his success. Then I personally apply it in my life. And I own it. And I'm responsible for it. I can reduce that time it takes. I can learn how to put certain fertilizers to make my tree grow faster. I can protect it from things proactively instead of reactively. And here's the last thing. First, decide what tree you want to plant. Second, nurture it on a daily basis. Third, protect it. Actually, protecting is really fun once you learn. Man, it's competitive. As a man, there's a natural thing for me to protect and fight for. Fourth, learn from those who've gone ahead of you. Humble yourself. Man, I've never taught that. I've been so independent, done things on my own. So much pain, so much energy I didn't have to exert. Here's the fifth thing. Ready? Here's what my father never taught me either. I wish someone would have taught me. Enjoy it! I stress out every fucking day. I stress out. Is this enough? Am I doing enough? Am I on the right track? I've never really enjoyed my life. Enjoy it. Enjoy, like this morning, Selah just wanting to sit in my lap and eat her breakfast. Part of me was, no, you learn how to sit in your chair, eat properly, put your legs there, put your hands there, eat properly. Who the hell said that? Fuck you. I just listened to society, culture, all these stupid things. I was a victim. I wasn't being responsible owning my own shit. She sat in my lap this morning. I held her. I made her breakfast. Her uncle, Derek, made her breakfast. I enjoyed her in that moment. Then my niece went and come sit next to me. I had my niece on one lap, my daughter on the other one. It was a beautiful moment. I got to enjoy it. It wasn't the fullness of her being a mature woman, choosing a godly man, get married. It was a present moment, right now, of what I planted and watered and sowed seed, nurtured, protected. I got to enjoy that right now. I get to enjoy those moments and those car rides where Donna and I are not even talking. We're just in silence, but we're next to each other. I get to enjoy the journey of growing my business right now. You know, if you listen to Gary Vee, he says this all the time. And at first, I didn't get him. I was like, man, what the hell is this guy talking about? Then I got it because I'm there. He wants to buy New York Jets as a football owner. But he goes, guys, you don't understand. I don't really want to buy it. It's that journey of getting it I want. I think once I get it, I'm going to be depressed and want to go do something else. I get it. He's enjoying the journey now. He's enjoying every moment, the struggle, the battle, the protection, the nurturing. He's enjoying the journey. I used to wait until I got there. When I got there, it was bitter. I always wanted, you know, growing up without a father, I hung around a lot of other men who didn't have fathers, and we always at the bar. We said, one day we're going to own a bar because that's our family. That's where community happened. That's why the TV show Cheers was so popular. That's why the TV show Friends is so popular, because it's their family when they didn't have family. And that's all we talk about. We're going to have a bar. Well, I got my bar. I got my bar in New York. It was one of the best bars. We had people lining up. It was a piece of shit bar until I got there. Everybody come in loaded with guns, doing business deals, transactions. Everybody's afraid of shooting each other. They had a couple shootouts in there. I took it over, cleaned it up, had a security guard. No one could bring in their guns except for my people. We changed up just for music, halftime karaoke, brought food in. I blew it up. That journey of building that bar to everything I ever wanted was the best experience. And then once I got it to the level where people are standing in line, each table, this was in like 1989, guys. 1989, each table's dropping $2,000-$3,000 a night. 20 tables. Think about that. In 1990-ish, 89. And as soon as I got what I wanted, I got depressed. Suicidal. Serious. Taking more drugs, more alcohol. Had the gun in my mouth a couple of times. If my father would have just taught me, enjoy the journey. I want to tell you, enjoy the journey. Your marriage is never going to be perfect. We never arrive. Your relationship with God will never arrive. He is God. How could you ever arrive in knowing God fully? Your parenting never arrives. My son's 18. I don't know what the hell to do with him now. He's graduated. He's taking a gap year. He's working with me. We made a commitment to work together this next 6 months. I said, you're not my son. You're my employee. I'm going to talk to you and treat you that way. You have to be able to dichotomize that so you don't get hurt. Because when I'm at work, I'm focused, I'm this and that. I don't want to treat you like myself. I don't want to baby you. Maybe that's something I need to shift, but I just had to get clear with him. I've never been this level with my son. We never arrive. We're in this continuing journey. So how about we enjoy it? I wish my father would have taught me that. Well, we're going 39 minutes. For those of you who hung in with me, I'm going to summarize all this. I'm going to talk to you about my experience in a crack house. It was a living hell. But I never got there overnight. I got to that crack house years before when I planted those seeds of immediate gratification, hurting other people, making money, selling drugs, being self-focused. Proverbs chapter 1:31 says this, so they shall eat the fruits of their own way and be sedated with their own devices. Another version says, therefore, they must eat the bitter fruit of living their own way, choking on their own schemes. Exactly what I did. If you're choking right now in your faith, fitness, family, or finance, it's not what happened yesterday. This happened months and years before the seeds that you planted. Don't take it out on your wife, your business, everybody now. Be responsible. What happened months and years ago that what you sowed. You want to change it? Plant new seeds. Decide what tree you want to grow. Nurture it daily. Protect it. Learn from others. And then enjoy the process. 30 minutes of telling you I got to a crack house, I experienced a living hell, literally. The worst thing I've ever seen or experienced my whole life. I've seen some bad, ugly stuff. Many people murdered right in front of me. But once they were murdered, it was overdone. That screaming, yelling lasted for hours and days. That was living hell. And I put myself there from the choices I made months and years previous to that. Today, married over 22 years, 4 healthy kids who fear and love the Lord. Financially, we're good. We're not great, we're good. We would have been great if I didn't screw up a couple years and ahead. I'm cleaning that up now. I'm owning it, being responsible. But it took what I planted over a year ago, 2 years ago, to get me where I'm at today. My friends, there's no such thing as planting a seed today and having a tree tomorrow. If my father would have taught me, plant your seed today for what you want tomorrow, next year, next week. But start you planting it today. Decide what tree you want to plant today. And my father would taught me, then you have to nurture it every day. Consistency. Oh my gosh, even saying that word hurts me. It's so foreign to me. I thought being spontaneous was cool and hip. But consistency was boring. No, consistency is mature. Consistency is love. Consistency is having a vision years out. And then protect it. It's not enough just to be consistent. You got to protect what you're watering, sowing, and nurturing. And you can speed up the process, though. Yes, we can plant a seed today that might take a year to get there, but we can even speed up the process by learning from others who know how to put fertilizer and certain techniques because they've been there and done it. Learn from others. Man, I wish my father taught me that. Instead, you know what I learned from this world? Do it on your own. You can't trust anybody. That's bullshit. The truth is you can learn from others who've gone before you and have planted the same tree. And finally, enjoy the hell out of your journey. Just enjoy it. So my friends, those you've been hanging out here, I'd love to hear comments. Yeah, maybe I went to a crack house and had to learn my lesson, but you don't have to. What tree do you want to plant? What are you deciding that you're going to plant? Is it your faith, fitness, family, or finance? You could do all four, but which one? If you planted that seed first, the lessons and learning from that one will overflow into the other three. Is it your relationship with God, your purpose in this life? Is it your personal fitness and self-love and care, your fitness? Is it your family? Not just your biological, your relationships. That's the family you choose. Where you go to work, those are the relationships, the family you choose. Or is it your finance and grow your business and your career? Which seed are you going to plant? I'd love to hear below. Tell me, how does it support you knowing that if you just nurture it on a daily basis and be consistent, if you protect it, if you learn from others and you enjoy it, tell me, how did that encourage you? How did that support you to have the tree that you want? I'd love to hear from you guys. All right. That's your Sunday, spicy Sunday story. It's spicy because I'm going to be authentic and real, though a couple curse words were here or there where it's appropriate and needed to be to emphasize a point I want to make. Detailed, honest, raw, real. That's why it's spicy. Love to hear from you guys. Have a great day.